Here with Coach McElravy of the Fairfield Mules basketball team. Coach, 26-2, I think it is this season. Currently on a 10-game win streak. It's not easy to sustain that level, really anywhere in the state, that level of success. What's led to the 26 wins so far? Has there been a core message, maybe a player or two that you can point to? What's really been the cause of such success this year?
Well, I'd say our biggest success is our team depth. I mean, we'll play eight to ten kids every game. You know, we've got a good mix of sophomores, juniors, and seniors. We've got a good mix in size and speed. And the kids just love playing together.
And then you just talked about it. You know, you guys have a lot of depth. How has that impacted the team? You know, can you talk about that a little bit more?
Well, we like to get up and down the floor. We like to pressure defense, you know, so that's going to wear guys out. And, you know, if teams aren't quite as deep as us, you know, eventually, you may not see it in the first quarter, but eventually we start to wear them down.
And, you know, I've looked at some of the advanced stats. I don't know if you know, you probably don't, but I think it's 1,900 points this year compared to in past years. You know, it's only been hovering around 1,500. I mean, that's the type of play that you want to do, right?
It is. I think we're averaging 67 a game or something like that, you know, and giving up close to 47 or around there. The kids work hard. We pride ourselves on our defense, try to have our defense turn over into offense with steals and fast break opportunities and that sort of thing.
Those two losses this year, I mean, it sucks to have them when you're having such a good year, but what did they teach you about your team?
Well, first loss was here in an overtime game, packed house to state-ranked Casey Westfield. They've been right with us there in the top 10 all year, and that was a much publicized game. You know, the gym sold out before the JV game started, so it was a great atmosphere, kind of post-season atmosphere for the kids. You know, it came down to one possession there, and they got it, and we didn't. Good news is we might have a chance to play them again in sectionals. And in the Olney game, another super team. If they were in 2A, they'd be state ranked 2. I think they're 20-4 right now. I think they have a really good shot to win at least a regional in 3A. And that night we shot 28%. Part of that was them and their defense. And then another part was we just missed shots that we normally make.
Jazale O'Neal, he came over as a senior transfer kind of. And, you know, how much has adding him to the team helped out?
Well, he adds a point guard. You know, he's kind of the general of the show. You know, he loves basketball. You have to almost kick him out of the gym. You know, he'll stick around forever, you know, getting up shots and that sort of thing. And he's a great teammate, great distributor, plays both ends of the floor, really good communicator with the younger kids too.
He and then Brian Esty seem to have a lot of chemistry on the court. I think there was a couple weeks ago I saw a breakaway dunk that kind of got a little publicity, tried to get on SportsCenter. I don't know if it did, but I know that you know, they kind of have some chemistry on the court, right?
Yeah, it's kind of weird. You know, a school of 430 kids, we've got seven kids that can dunk in a game. We've had four so far. We've got three waiting. I've never had anything like that before. Brian's had, you know, he's in 12, 13 dunks this year. You know, great energizer for the home crowd and all that, but you know, once again, just a lot of fun to be around.
And then besides, you know, those two, a lot of your team has made some all-tournament teams this year. You know, I guess that just kind of goes back to the team's depth, though, right?
Yeah, I think Jazale averages 12 a game. And then through our top eight kids, I think it goes 12 down to 6. Okay. So, I mean, we don't have, you know, the two 20-point scorers. We have a lot of depth, and then we have our JV teams also just lost one game, so we have other kids waiting in the wings to do their thing too.
Hovering around number 9, number 10 in the AP poll in recent weeks, does that mean anything to you and the team?
It's neat recognition, you know, because it's been a while since we've had a team like this. You know, our goal at the end of the year is to be one of those top 8, right, instead of, you know, in the midseason, but it's great to look at. It's great to, you know, for the kids and recognition and whatnot.
40-point win over Hamilton County last night. Does it feel like this team is ready for postseason?
I hope so. You know, we've had a couple kids that have came down on shoes here lately with ankle injuries and whatnot. But aside from that, we've been blessed that we're very healthy. And, you know, they're ready for the postseason.
And then Edwards County, Flora, Carmi White, they're all there at the end of the season for you here coming up. How do they prepare you for the postseason?
Edwards County prepares us in that they're 15 minutes away. They've been a rival to these kids since sixth grade. You know, they add their size that can hurt us, because they've got a lot of, like, football-type size. We're more athletic on the size. You know, and like I said, we're rivals. Flora's been a rival. You know, we used to be in the NEC Conference with them for 80 years. And then Carmi's another team that NEC Conference, and they carried over the Black Diamond. So, you know, we've played them for 100-plus years. So three games that we expect to win, but also – know that if we don't come ready to play, those teams could beat us.
Thanks, Coach. Best of luck the rest of the season.
Thank you.